Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
Almost every part about being a parent is terrible. But the best part is having kids in band or sports, and then you get to wear parent spirit wear like you're on the team.
Like what you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
I like
first
it.
First cross-country meet of the year today, so I got to have my cross-country sweatshirt on.
That is the best part.
I do. I love it. I really enjoy it. And so every team that Grayson's been on or Liam's done or whatever, I've gotten like a t-shirt or, you know, whatever soccer team or whatever. Like, I like wearing it. I'm like the only one.
You're going to make a blanket out of them in like 10 years. It's going to be great.
Oh, I love that. I love a good old shirts quilt.
With your live, laugh, love signs.
Yeah. A good old
shirts. I don't have any live, laugh, love signs.
Memory quilts from dead people.
But a good
clothes.
Memory quilt. That's another way to say it.
Yeah.
Usually the shirts are like the kids, and they're like, hey, look, you're big now. Here's all your fun shirts.
Yeah, no, I know.
but if one of them dies, I probably won't be as into it.
Yeah. No, it's like dead people quilts. Those weird me out. Like the ones from, you know, your jerseys and awesome, like, sweatshirts like what you're wearing right now, Hot Wings, cool. But,
not,
man,
that's still not cool.
No, the dead people quilts. Mm.
Jersey quilts aren't cool.
So, like, the quilt I have that my Grandma Clara made before she passed, that's all like old fabrics that she had like through the Depression and stuff.
Like, are they from her like blouses remnants? or is it like an actual quilt? I'm talking like the shirt blouse or the shirt quilt.
It's definitely made of like fabrics that were clothing at one point. Yes.
You is that still
one of
those have that survived for 100 years?
Well, no.
Is that one of those things that you actually cherish or you think, oh man,
I really
want to have
like,
this,
I won't let the kids use it.
How
it's
can
an
I respectfully
heirloom.
Get rid of this?
No, I know, I love it. Stop heirloom. Saying things that are the opposite of what I'm saying.
Like I got some stuff from my grandmother that over time I talk to my sister and I go, hey, do you want this?
I can point to three or four squares that are pants she wore in my lifetime.
You know, like these. I know these doilies are heirlooms, but I mean, they're going to stay in a box in this cabinet literally until I die because I'm not putting that out.
No, yeah, when no one's around, I use it
as toilet paper.
How dare you?
I can't believe it's not falling apart. My friends have quilts that they have like since they were babies. They're like binkies or whatever they call them now. And they're like trash. They look like little torn pieces of toilet paper.
One time a girl that I was trying to get with in college insulted it, and I'm like, I don't even think you should get to use it.
You were trying to get some underneath a Depression quilt?
That's a wonder that things didn't work out.
What? More like success.
Did you have that? You had that on your bed in college, didn't you?
Yeah.
In our apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, now I remember it. Yeah.
So
I can't believe you ever got any, now that I think about it.
I don't think that was the biggest roadblock. I mean, by the time I got them there, that deal's pretty much sold.
So your grandma just found the saddest fabrics of her life and said, I'm going to sew it together so I can sleep under it.
No, I don't think she collected like, well, this is from Mel's shirt after he got caught in the RPO intake and his legs flew off.
I mean, that's kind of how it always
went. I don't think that's what it was.
It was like, that corduroy is still good.
Yeah, exactly.
When they got in the car accident, they just cut off the top part of them.
Yeah, they.
Aunt Nora was wearing this when she was trampled by our pigs.
They had
no,
to repurpose
everything.
I
love that quilt, and you guys can suck it. I hope you're really cold someday, and I'm around with that blanket so I can offer it not to you.
Sucking it is exactly how Uncle Don died when he put that light bulb in his mouth to get it going. That damn near exploded, but his pants were in good shape, so I put it in a quilt.
Quilt still's got that burnt smell to it too. Memories.
Do you know how much gabardine is in that quilt? Probably like 2/3 of the world's supply.
You got your great uncle's Agent Orange sweater from Vietnam in there.
You'd think after 100 years, gingham would finally get soft, but it never does.
Probably 1/3 of that quilt marched against civil rights. Jokes are fun.
When that quilt was started, it couldn't vote.
I love that quilt.
It's funny because it's probably true.
Suddenly it's hot in here to be wearing a spirit sweatshirt.
That's how this all started.
Too bad you don't have a nice cooling quilt to put on.
If only.
I can't believe it's over 100 years old.
It's not over 100 years old. She made it in the 90s before she died.
God, she's been collecting.
In the 1890s?
Depression fabric her whole life.
It's like, yes, this is her Dolly Parton coat of many colors.
Just like they save wrapping paper.
It's like my quilt of, it actually is my quilt of many colors that my grandma made for me.
Most of those colors are deer blood.
And tears of an abused woman.
She wasn't abused. Let's say my grandpa abused my grandma.
No, I'm not saying
that. Was
like
true
that.
Love. They lived together. The first night they didn't sleep together since they were 17 was when he was in the hospital dying of heart stuff.
No, abused by the dirt floors on her tender feet.
Just the system in general.
Wait, they were sleeping together at 17? It's a little statue, isn't it?
Yeah, how old was he?
They were both. There's a patch for that on the quilt.
No, they met when they were very young. We found some letters.
That's the one stain.
What does she bring in her dowry? That's how they did it.
Anyway, we're going to play rural areas. Well, stump the show soon.
Don't interrupt.
That's terrible.
We're having fun saying stupid things.
You have to be able to stump all of us. 1-800-947-3979. All right, this text from 814. You're getting blocked. It's not my masturbation quilt.
You said it was good for everything.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of people sit around and whack it with their grandma's blanket?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't.
I'm pulling for you, though.
Me too. That quilt.
This text from Maine. Are you guys high? Why don't you shut up? No, we're not.
I'm tired.
This is normal.
This is how I am when I'm a little tired.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.